There are two ways which can help us grow near to God. One way is called the outer way, or the intellectual way, which is the clearest way. The second way is the inner way, which is the closest way. In this lesson, we will be speaking about the inner way. The inner way is also known as intrinsic nature, where we get in touch with our deep inner self. As humans, we have always had a faith in a higher power. This is part of our intrinsic nature built into our consciousness. Sometimes the consciousness just needs awakening. Let's explain by this story from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. The Imam said to a non-believer, "Have you ever been caught in a fierce storm in the middle of nowhere and thought you were going to drown and lose your life?" The man replied, "Yes." Then the Imam said, "And at that time, was there not a glimmer of hope that some miracle could save you?" "Yes," said the man again. The Imam said, "That power, that glimmer of hope that saved you, is that powerful force calling you to God." Question: if the belief in God is inside us, why are there many human beings who do not believe in God? Even though Allah places the intrinsic nature in the human being, people can sometimes choose to suppress the intrinsic nature or ignore it until it fades away. Although the intrinsic belief in God is always there, it is strongest at two times: in difficulties and at the moment of death. When a human being faces a problem and is going through a hard time, the intrinsic belief in God becomes very strong. When a person knows that they are dying, the instinct in God is extremely strong, even if they had rejected faith in God throughout life. Even pondering over the death of someone else can make the intrinsic nature in belief in God strong.